USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Big oil companies have engaged in a long-running greenwashing campaign while raking in record profits at the expense of American consumers. The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee has found a year-long investigation into climate disinformation from the fossil fuel industry. The committee found the fossil fuel industry is posturing on climate issues while avoiding real commitments to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Lawmakers said it has sought to portray itself as part of the climate solution, even as internal industry documents reveal how companies have avoided making real commitments. Work crews have steadily erected hundreds of double-stack shipping containers topped by razor wire along Arizona's remote eastern boundary with Mexico in a bold show of border enforcement by Republican Governor Doug Ducey, even as he prepares to leave office. Until protesters slowed, then largely halted the work in recent days, Ducey pressed forward over the objections of the U.S. government, environmentalists, and an incoming governor who also called it a poor use of resources. Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs said last week she was looking at all the options and hasn't decided what to do about the containers after her January 5th inauguration. She previously suggested the containers be repurposed as affordable housing, an increasingly popular option for homeless and low-income people. A teen shooter pleads guilty.
Another teenager accused of a fatal shooting near an Iowa high school has admitted to the crime, marking the fifth guilty plea among the 10 people charged. Daniel Hernandez, who is 18, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and two counts of willful injury. 10 teenagers were charged in the shooting that happened March 7th. A 15-year-old died, as well as a 16 and 18-year-old were badly injured. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An early Sunday morning shooting on Chicago's northwest side left three people killed and another critically hurt. The shooting happened at West Melrose Street and North Central Avenue in the Cragen neighborhood at about 2:26 in the morning, police said. An altercation at a local bar spilled out into the street and someone fired shots. The alleged shooter fled the scene in a dark SUV. Here's Chicago Police Commissioner Joseph Brennan.
So at approximately 2:30 a.m., there was an incident that occurred inside a bar here. The incident spilled out into the street. During that time, two females and two males were shot.
Commissioner Brennan added these details.
Three of the victims have succumbed to their injuries. The fourth is in critical condition at a local area hospital.
There's no one currently in custody, and Area 5 detectives are investigating. Police did not immediately provide further information about the shooting. A giant of the NBA, both as a player and a coach, has died. Here's the details from our own Rich Johnson.
In his 16-year pro career, Paul Silas won three rings, two with Boston, one with Seattle. He made the NBA's all-defensive team five times. This after playing college ball at Creighton and entering the College Basketball Hall of Fame 5 years ago. After playing, Silas went on to coach, leading the Clippers, Cleveland, New Orleans, and both versions of the NBA teams in Charlotte, the Hornets and Bobcats. No word yet on cause of death. Paul Silas was 79. I'm Rich Johnson.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.